Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The John Whitmer Show, proud to announce that nominations are now open for the 2020 White Rhino Award. Who will win the coveted second annual White Rhino Award? Does your representative represent Laura Kelly more than you do? Are they going to sell out like Jim Denning and betray the Republican Party? Did they vote to take away your gun rights and support Medicare expansion? Did they campaign like a Republican but vote like a Democrat? Recognize them for their poor performance. Nominate them for the 2020 White Rhino Award. The annual Rhino Award trophy recognizes and celebrates the dismal achievements, dishonest voting, and out-of-touch nature of one deserving Republican in name only of either the Kansas House or Senate who have advanced egregious anti-growth, anti-freedom, and anti-traditional value policies, or whose voting record is so out of line with the Republican Party platform they might as well register as a Democrat. Concerned citizens who wish to uphold the integrity of our party platform can now nominate any state representative or state senator for our White Rhino Award. At the end of the 2020 season, we will award this highly coveted trophy to one very deserving nominee. Nominations may be submitted via Facebook or email to john@knssradio.com. Brought to you by Disingenuous Politicians across Kansas.
'Cause by the time your good old Uncle Sam gets through, you can buy her a pair of hose, a little powder for her nose, take her down to Sloppy Joe's for beer and stew. Them are the facts. After tax.
After tax. You can welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. After tax, that's good. Joining us now is Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute to review Governor Kelly's 2020 tax and spend budget. Michael, thanks for joining us again, my friend.
Hey, John. Great to hear from you. Hope we have a good conversation tonight.
Me too. So let's get right to it. I've had a chance to look at her budget and, more importantly, to review your analysis, which really helped. Thank you. And the first thing that really jumped out at me, other than the fact that she promised to lower taxes and has turned around and proposed raising them yet again, but she's got in here a budget that actually dwindles the rainy day fund to below the 7.5 statutory limit that requires her to keep a rainy day fund. She's just ignoring that. She's got billions in capers, stealing again. She's robbing from KDOT again. I mean, is she doing anything here but just trying a big money grab? Am I wrong, or is that basically what this budget is?
You know, the governor had an opportunity to show fiscal restraint and a structurally balanced budget, however many weeks ago. But instead, we got a budget that broke a new record in spending. It raised taxes. It expanded Medicaid. Of course, you've had a great conversation about that earlier tonight. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Nearly every budget provision that she presented served to grow the government.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that it puts the state budget basically in need of $1 billion by 2023 to stay in the black. That shocks me. In order to keep the rainy day fund, that statutory 7.5% ending balance, she's going to need to come up with another $1 billion by 2023. All of this is just so that she can keep spending on her, willy-nilly spending spree.
And that's right. So the governor's budget set a new record of spending at almost $8 billion. And just for context, that's $800 million more in spending than last year. And troubling, it's $600 million faster than revenues coming in. So if you are spending more than what you're taking in, your savings, your checkings, your bank account, right, that's going to fall. And for the state, that is now at 6.8% of expenditures. And according to state law, like you were saying, Kansas must pass a spending bill that is equal to 7.5% of spending. So what you're seeing here is that the governor has actually proposed a budget that if the legislature were to pass, it would be illegal, right? So the legislature now has to make changes to the 2020 proposal just so that they can follow state law.
Well, and again, despite what she said in her State of the State, I mean, why even bother to give a State of the State if you're just going to lie during it? But once again, she brought up the fact that she was so proud to end the robbing from the Bank of KDOT, and yet her budget takes more than $500 million from highway transportation and infrastructure.
That's right. You know, for two decades, I know I have heard it. I'm not sure about you, but countless politicians have talked about, you know, how sweeping funds from the Bank of KDOT, quote unquote, is a terrible policy. And I most certainly agree. But the proposal the governor presented disregards those warnings of the past. If you count up the sweeps made from last year and then in 2020 and 2021, the amount taken from the Bank of KDOT is going to be over $600 million. Does that really sound like a pledge? I don't think so. It seems really hard for you to back away from spending $600 million all by the time that you're out of office.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a pledge that Democrats make. They are famous for those kinds of pledges. You mentioned the different things in this pledge, one of which Nick Hoheisel and I were talking about it a few minutes ago, is her Yoda promise. You know, she's got the I'm going to promise tax cuts, which she did. She promised tax cuts and then within 24 hours proposed the internet streaming tax increase. And I can't remember if it was $26 million tax increase or a $50 million, somewhere in there. It's somewhere between. But first off, is that even legal? How do you try and implement something like that? I'm not sure that's even implementable, where you could try and tax streaming services. I don't know how you collect that fund, but why does she feel the need? I mean, what was the revenues that we have on? We're positive. They've got $700 million in reserves right now. Why is she so desperate for money?
Now, of course, I can't answer that. That's entirely what's going on in her mind. But regarding those tax increases, this is anecdotal. I was at the budget presentation, so I had a copy of the PowerPoint that they were going over. And on the slide that said tax relief, it had sales tax on digital property and a sales tax on market facilitators.
That's relief.
Market facilitators. That's tax relief. And I couldn't figure how was it that two tax increases could be any proof of tax relief. But there you have it.
It's relief for the government.
But there were two provisions in there that did in theory try to lower taxes. It was a food sales tax credit, which is technically an existing income tax credit made refundable. And then there was a transfer of state dollars to local governments in hopes that they'll lower property taxes. Now, on that food sales tax credit, the interesting thing about this one is that it's an income tax credit given to those who don't owe state income taxes. That is not tax relief because there's no taxes to be relieved from.
Right.
So I don't understand how we can call that tax relief. And then as for the other, which is, transferring state dollars to local governments, hoping they'd lower property taxes, that policy has failed in the past and it most likely is going to fail again. So the only thing that we know for certain that's going to have an effect is going to be those tax increases on digital property and some blue-haired old lady who may want to sell handmade jewelry on Etsy or Facebook Marketplace.
Right. Well, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to pass that money on to the counties and the municipalities, and they're going to keep it because government giving more money to government is certainly not going to get passed down to the people. And you're right about the food sales tax credit because those folks aren't paying income taxes, so they're not going to be able to take advantage of the income tax credit. If she truly wanted the lower sales tax on food, she had two chances last year. She vetoed them both, or she could have just offered a percent cut across the board to lower sales tax for everyone. She is being disingenuous at best. Michael, I appreciate your analysis of this. If people want to stay in touch with you, if they want more information, where can they go for that?
They can find my writings on kansaspolicy.org. And of course, they can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at KS_tax economist.
You know, your stuff, your Twitter stuff, by the way, is fantastic. I highly recommend people follow you on Twitter. You give great analysis, and your pushback is absolutely necessary. So if people are seeing stuff on Twitter, yours is one of the best Twitter feeds to follow, brother. I appreciate it. Appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Likewise, brother. After the top of the hour break, Colin Craig from SecondStreet.org is going to tell us about Canada's growing trend in Medicaid tourism, despite the fact that Canadians already have government-run, provided free, well, not free, but taxed, health care. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.